Psalms 18 is where we'll start. A line out of that song we just sung is strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Being psalmist tonight, I want to talk about making the Lord your strength. This is certainly in Psalms. Making the Lord your strength, I have so many verses. And Psalm 18. And I really realized just how much the Bible talks about God being our strength. And I have 4 points, and I'll kind of start off and finish up at the same point. Psalm 18, verse 1 says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God and my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death can pass me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell can pass me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even in his ears. I want to pray, and we'll talk about making the Lord your strength. Our Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you that we can get strength from heaven. Help us to grasp this. Help us understand it. Help us not just use the platitudes, the Lord is my strength, but understand what that means. And I pray that would happen. And if that happens, Father, we'll have very strong people. And I pray we'd have that, Lord. And I pray you'd work in this message. I pray that you would control, your Spirit would speak, and your Word would be preached. Not about your Word, Father, not a message about your Word, but your Word would be preached. And we would be helped, and we'd have the attention that focuses and listens and learns. And even children, anybody here, Lord, would have something to help them the rest of their lives because they grasp this. Please, Lord, help all of us. We need strength, and we pray we'd get it tonight, and we ask for your help in Jesus' name. Amen. Even when you're very low, the Bible says you can get great strength from God. He says in verse 4, the sorrows of death come past me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell can pass me about. The snares of death prevented me. Those are pretty tough times right there. When the sorrows of hell are compassing you about, it's not a good day. And it's a bad, bad, bad time here in these verses. And he says that, though, the Lord is still my strength. He talks more in verse, and by the way, he says, you're my strength, verse 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength. He said, God, he doesn't say God gives me strength. He said, God is my strength. And if you go a little later in the chapter, verse 32, it is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He girdeth me, he clothes me, puts it around me with strength. Verse 39, for thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. There is a strength that is in heaven that God is waiting to give us. Most Christians never get that strength. That strength, the need can come in many forms. It can become the need is emotional strength. The need might be physical strength. The need might need a spiritual strength. The need might be some kind of strength in some other way. But there's many ways where we need strength. And life makes you weak. Life overwhelms you. Life is big and can be tough and overwhelming. But the hope that comes from this, he said, God's my strength and he's my hope. And we just sung strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. And I think most people in life buckle because they do not have God as their strength. And most of the world, if the trials get too big, they're going to have to medicate themselves, either legally or illegally. If the economy crashes, if things go too bad, we don't have a lot of strength to handle that. When deep, deep trials come and deep, deep, serious, overwhelming things come, God has strength for his people. And he says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. And when you get the strength of God in your life, people will think you're very strong, but you're thinking you just don't know God's my strength. And in this message, I'm going to get back into it at the end, but if I can illustrate it one way, because I think if I do this at the start, it'll help you the rest of the sermon to kind of understand what it means to have God as your strength. Let's pretend that your motor of life that makes you get up in the morning and do the right thing and stay strong and overcome hard things and not get discouraged and quit when depression comes and when people hate you or whatever the problem is, when finances seek to overwhelm you or whatever you need strength to do. And whether it's I need strength to make myself go witnessing or strength to pray today or strength not to lose my temper, whatever it is, which is a lot of ways we need strength, isn't there? Whatever the way is you need strength in, let's pretend like God gives you a motor and this or an engine. And this engine or this motor will go a certain amount. It'll pull a certain amount. Let's say, just throw a number out there. It'll tow 1 ton of life. Life is going to give you more than you can pull, especially if you're serving God, because you're going to get enemies that are spiritual enemies and battles that are spiritual battles and are bigger than you. Now, God also builds into you when you're a Christian, He builds a massive engine into you that has unlimited power. But I want to say, He does not allow you to kick in that engine until your engine has done all it could. But you have an unlimited strength. You will never have to pull anything that you do not have the strength to do. But your strength might run out, but the Lord will be your strength. I do think many people ask God to be their strength when they are putting their foot to the floor with their engine. But there will come a time in your life when you try to serve the Lord, you try to do the right thing, and life or troubles or battles or whatever it is. And by the way, one of the strange things about life is the thing that might not bother you very much might overwhelm me, and vice versa. And so it's hard to say one person, cancer might overwhelm them, but another person, physical problems don't overwhelm them. But rejection does. We're all wired differently and we all have different battles, but that engine of God's strength is available to all of us at the end of our strength. Well, having said that, there's a few thoughts here. The Lord is our strength many times in the Bible. I don't really need to read all these verses because I'm going to read so many, but I'm just going to fly through a few verses to show you this, how many times God says this, and I'm only going to do a tip of the iceberg. Psalm 19 and verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and I don't need to be afraid. Psalm 43 and verse 2. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression all the day? Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. I'll do one more, Psalm 62. Verse 7, the Lord is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Is the camera working right?
No, it's not going in or out.
Okay.
We can follow you left, right, up, down.
Okay, got it. The Lord, it says obviously in all these verses, the Lord is the strength of my life. And I just got four thoughts here on the Lord being your strength. This is something that I was privileged for me, being feeling a little bit alone when I got saved. And most of my life I was being kind of a lone person and being overwhelmed as a young Christian with so many things to do and so many things I was weak in and had to do wrong. I very quickly learned to go alone and let God be my strength. I find my strength comes from God. I don't even bother to look externally. Do you know how many things become people's strengths? That they look, now they might not be a good strength at all. And I'm not too worried about the thing. And so if it didn't get fixed this time, don't worry about it. I mean, people's strength is the government, it's their family, it's a certain person in their life, it's their car. I mean, it was their very strength and joy of their life, and they always go back to what they own, their possession, or their there's a money, a thousand things. I want to say, things in life are good, and things in life will encourage you, and I get all that, but you better make the Lord your strength at some point.
Amen.
Don't make me your strength. You know what? I might not be there someday. I could die tomorrow in a crash. I hope I'm not your strength. I hope I encourage you and everything else, but I'm not your strength. You need to make the Lord your strength. Make the Lord your strength. And I hope you'll do that. And I need to do that, make sure I do that. Because when I don't and I try to make other things my strength, I find myself getting beat up by something stronger than me. And that happens in life. A few thoughts on Lord being our strength. Number one, His strength will save you in time of trouble. His strength will save you in time of trouble. Let's go to Psalm 28. See, God's strength is, like we said, is to kick in time of trouble. Of course, we can do nothing without God, but we also understand that God has given us the ability to do many things. God gave you the ability to get up in the morning or go to work or talk to this person. But God's strength is there for when the things He didn't gift you with, and He could take those things away, and it's all by Him. But His strength is for a time of trouble. And that's when you really learn God's strength. And by the way, when you learn to apply this message, you will find when the hard times come, you'll actually be stronger than the easy times. That's a strange thing. If you ever experienced that, it's a very strange thing. Sometimes, how are you doing? And you say, I'm doing strangely good. And because you made the Lord your strength, and because He kicked in times of trouble, that's when He really gives you His strength. Psalm 28 and verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him. And we're going to read a few verses here. What it's going to say is they praise the Lord for His strength. Make sure you do that. Verse 8. The Lord is their strength, and He is a saving strength of His anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. So the Lord is your strength in time of trouble, it says here. And they trusted, their heart trusted in Him. In Psalm 27, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came up to me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though a war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. The Lord is my strength. I'm not going to fear, even though I have many, many enemies. Psalm 37. In verse 39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. He is their strength in time of trouble. So that's when you look for God's strength, time of trouble. And that's when He'll come through for you. Number two, He can strengthen many areas that are weak. He can strengthen many areas that are weak. Let's go to Psalm 73. Psalm 73. First thing He can strengthen here is our hearts. Our hearts. Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is a strength of my heart and my portion forever. Boy, sometimes your heart, I'm not talking your physical heart. I'm talking your emotions and your feelings are failing. Your total despair. You're devastated in your heart. God can strengthen your heart so you can still go on. He can strengthen your heart, the Bible says. Another thing He can strengthen us physically. Psalm 144. He can strengthen you physically. Psalm 144 and verse 1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Notice there, in David's case, David is a warrior and he needed God to give him strength for battle. But you know, one of the things I found in life, it's such an encouragement and such a blessing. One of the things I found in life with people is those people, a lot of people who really want to serve God and do a lot for God, they get a physical strength that's amazing. You know, Brother Hiles was working over 100 hours a week when he was in his early 70s. And there's no explanation for that. He had so much pressure on him, a church of 15, 20,000 people. And in his 70s, he was still working that many hours until he died. I have seen people, and I've sometimes I feel as myself, I feel like sometimes I have inexhaustible energy. I feel like I can work. I had a day last week, I think it was Saturday. I was working from 7:30 till 12:30, not in the morning, till 12:30 at night. And you know what? I was able to keep working because I had to. And I'm not saying, don't think you're saying you need to work a million hours. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when you need the extra strength physically for God and for your life, and sometimes you say, you come home from work and you're exhausted and your kids want you to play with them, you say, I'm just too tired. Go to the Lord for the strength to do that. Go to the Lord for the strength to do that. God can give you physical strength. David said, I need my fingers and my arms, and I need strength to kill the enemies of God. And you may need physical strength from God. You may say, I need energy to do some things, and I don't have the energy to do it. Let God be your strength. Now, I understand some people in life, God gives them physical trials, and they're not able to do as much. I understand that. I understand God put some people a thorn in the flesh where they're going to suffer physically, and they can't do as much. But when I say this, God can strengthen you physically. And I think if you need that, you want to ask him. And not everybody needs that. I'm not saying everybody should work a million hours a week. Not everybody can. Not everybody's life demands it. Not everybody's family situation is such and all that stuff. But you might need it sometimes. You might have to supply for your family as a man, and you might just need to work a bunch of hours. And you might need to work two shifts. And working two shifts is tiring. Especially when they're simultaneous, one after the other. But there's maybe a time in your life where you say, I've got to do this. Then that's when you go to God and say, God, I got to work these extra shifts to supply for my family. I'm going to need your physical strength. And I do believe, and I've seen it many times, it works. God will give you the strength you need. And God can do that for you. And praise the Lord that he can do that. Next, God can strengthen your soul. We said he can strengthen your heart. He can strengthen you physically. And next, he can strengthen your soul. Psalm 138. I don't think it's a way to live where you're pushing yourself beyond your limits. I don't think that's good. But I do think there's seasons and times and days where you just have to do something special. And that's when you look to the Lord. And God does that. Psalm 138. And by the way, I believe I would have missed many Sundays by now, except for I just can't miss a Sunday. And if you think I've never been sick on a Sunday, you know what? To be honest with you, I almost never have. I was very sick on a Sunday one time in Bible college. I was very sick. I was delirious on Saturday night, and my fever was over 103. It was the biggest day of the entire time I was at Bible college. They're trying to have Pentecost Sunday, and I just had to go. But you know what? I just tell the Lord, Lord, if I'm gonna get sick, make it on Monday. I got too many things to do on Sunday. You know what? I shouldn't say this. Watch what's going to happen Sunday. But you know what? I talked to God about this. I said, God, I can't be sick on Sunday. My whole family's sick. They're all coughing on me. Lord, I can't get sick. Monday's fine. But you know what? When I get sick, it's on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. Or usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Why? I think God can give you the strength you need. There's nothing wrong with me being sick. There's nothing sinful about it. Sometimes I probably need to get sick just to crash at home for a while. But I just feel like I can't miss church, and I thank God I haven't had to come here with a fever and pass out in the pulpit and to be coughing the whole time and sick. I think when you really need something from God, and I feel like I need that, I think God will give you physical strength, and then he gives you strength for your soul. Psalm 138, in verse 3, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. And that's your mind and your emotions, and I think you can come to God with your soul and say, Lord, I need your strength in my soul. My soul's battling. My soul's struggling. My soul has this burden. I'm overwhelmed. I have too many things to think about. Whatever it is, go to God for strength in your soul. God can strengthen many areas that are weak. Number three, our refuge can fail us. Our strength and our refuge on earth can fail us. Psalm 38. Other words, the things of life can fail us, the strength that we have. And you know what? If you're strong physically, praise God. If you're strong emotionally, praise God for it. Enjoy it and use that strength. And if God's giving you strength to do what you're supposed to do, do that. Awesome. But I want to say, we're all going to get to a point sometime in our life where our strength is not enough. And you're going to find you better learn God's strength. Taylor, look up here, buddy. You're going to come to a point in your life where your strength, your mind, your heart, your soul is not enough. And Psalm chapter 38 in verse 9. Lord, all my desires before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth. I think of David as a very strong man, physically and emotionally. Boy, look at Ziklag. Look at him playing the harp while Saul is fingering his javelin. I think of him as a very strong man. And yet David said, my strength fails me. He killed Goliath, yet his strength is failing him. And that's what he said. He said it in so many ways. He says it in several different verses here. Verse 8, I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of disquietness of my heart. Verse 10, my heart panteth, my strength faileth me. For the light of mine eyes, it is also gone from me. Sometimes your strength's going to fail you. And if so far your mind and your intellect and your physical strength has been enough to get you through life, that is fine. And that's awesome. And praise God. But don't count on that working forever. Learn how to make the strength, God, the strength of your life for when that time comes. You'll be ready for it. And you find that our strength can fail us. Sometimes it's for different reasons. Our strength fails us for specific reasons. Psalm 22 will give us one situation where your strength fails you. And there's some things that'll make your strength get done. By the way, if you're over 25, you probably know what makes your strength fail you. If not, ask somebody, what makes me get overwhelmed? And they'll tell you, who knows you well. Okay? And it can be all sorts of things in life, and it's different for all of us. Verse 15, this person's strength failed them because of enemies. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me the dust of death. For dogs have gone past me and assembled, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they have pierced my hands and my feet. It says, my strength is failing me because of mine enemies. That's the whole context of the cross and the whole chapter here. Your enemies sometimes. And that will sometimes be what gets you. Sometimes your own sin makes your strength fail you. There are certain people who can go in on and sin. And there's others of you, when you go sin, you are so devastated and God convicts you so much and you can't handle not being right with God, and your strength will fail you in your sin. And that's good, that your strength fails you. Psalm 31 and verse 10, for my life is spent with grief, my years with sighing, my strength, this is Psalm 31 and verse 10, my strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. You will find when you live righteous, you have more strength. You will find when you're not living righteous, you will find yourself with less strength. Emotionally, physically, and in general, please don't say, well, if somebody's weak physically, does that mean they have a sin in their life? No, Paul was weak physically and very holy. But you will find in your life, you will be stronger and more able to handle everything when you're right with God and don't have sin in your life. When you have sin in your life, you will find yourself getting whooped. By life, by emotions, by whatever. You find that. Next, another thing that causes people's strength to fail them is no presence of God in their life. Psalm 39, no presence of God in their life. Psalm 39 and verse 7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb and opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thy hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for his iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Behold, or hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. This person said, God, you're not near to me, and my strength is failing me. Save me before I die. And boy, that's my experience. The truth with me is when I'm right with God, I can handle anything. When I'm not right with God, most things can whoop me. I hate to admit that, but I'm not very strong when I'm not right with God. I'm just not. My life revolves around being close to him. And when I'm not close to him, I just you push me over with a feather. It's not good. I'm glad God made me that way so I won't get away from him too far, because it always gets messed up and I can't handle that. Really, our strength is so small. Psalm 33, our strength is so small. The strongest man, Psalm 33, in verse 16, there is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, and upon, and all them that hope in his mercy, deliver their souls from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord, he is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Some people, I watch them, and they're good people and capable people, and they won't get right with God. And they won't really get everything right in their life with God. And they are constantly conquered by something. And it switches what conquers them. It's their family. It's their finances. It's their health. It's their car. It's their, and they keep thinking that they're going to get that thing where they're not conquered anymore. And I look and say, don't you know if you were right with God, this stuff wouldn't conquer you? It's really not. You're not dying of cancer. Your child is not with leukemia and about to die in 2 days. But people are overwhelmed who are Christians, who are putting their strength and their hope in a bunch of things besides God. I want to say this. You can switch everything in your life and try every other thing in the world to try to get everything fixed and try to get every circumstance fixed. And that'll give you the strength you need to make it through life. But you know what? How many people I've seen who thought when their finances got right, and something else got them? Listen, you get God as the strength of your life, and you can handle whatever life throws at you. Because God is strength is great. And when we have so many things we trust in, God says, you know what? A strong man is not that strong. A horse, people trust in it for warfare, but you know what? The horse, one little hole in the ground and the horse falls and breaks your neck. A little golfer. You know, we trust in way too many things. Some trust in horses, some in chariots, but we'll trust the name of the Lord. Our strength is so small. The strongest man can work out and learn karate and be a black belt and this and that and be able to fight in every way and know how to do everything and flip and kick and do this and that. And somebody walks up and shoots him. I mean, it takes one little thing to touch your heart and you're a goner. Don't overestimate your strength in life. Don't trust in too many things. And we think we're so safe. 9/11 showed us a little bit just how, even in a great, powerful America, how frail and small human beings can be. And don't never forget that. Never forget that. Next, trust in the Lord trusting in the strength of finite things is something else that we don't realize that can fail us and something that is not a good strength. Psalm 52. Sometimes our enemies conquer us. Sometimes sin conquers us. Sometimes we have our strength fails us because we don't have the presence of God. Sometimes our strength fails us because we're trusting in the strength of weak and finite things. Psalm 52 and verse 7. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. Trusting in finite things. And one more, we'll give you two more things that sometimes take away our strength from us and sap us of our strength. Psalm 88. And I think this one is the one that's most common for us. Psalm 88, verse 3. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh to the grave. I am counted with them that go down in the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Why? My soul is full of troubles. Let me just tell you my weakness here a little bit. I can handle anything pretty well, one thing at a time. I don't have a problem with that. You know what gets me? It doesn't matter how big the problems are, it's how fast they come at me. If it just boom, 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 it doesn't matter. If the 15th thing that hits me is somebody saying, hey, you got a piece of gum I can borrow, I just want to punch them. Yes, and and men, I think most of us are kind of like this. We're kind of we can kind of deal, but it's the bombardment of many things. And it's funny because some people, on the other hand, this might be you. It's trouble. Trouble takes away your strength. The troubles of life. Some of you, it's not how many things come at you. You can handle thing after thing after thing after thing, you know, like me. But what gets you is unending trouble. Like certain people, their finances never quit being in trouble for a couple years. Just when they're just about out of debt, the transmission goes out. And it just keeps on going trouble after trouble after trouble after trouble. There's some people, their trouble is that their health just never seems to get right. And that's what overwhelms them. And somebody else, if my home was just right, that trouble at home is what just gets me. Anything else I can handle. It's different for all of us. One person is just simply finances. When you have finances trouble, you're in trouble. We're all wired a little different. But the thing is, it says, my soul is full of troubles. And when you get lots and lots and lots of troubles, your strength will fail you. And there's times when I have to say, you know what? Lord, I can't handle this anymore. I need to go. And for me, what I do, and I'm going to give you exactly what to do to get God's strength, but I just need to stop everything. And I turn off my cell phone. And I go get alone. My strength does not come from talking to people. Some people get that encouragement from people. My strength is definitely 100% alone. Some people are real trouble when they get alone. They get more trouble and it depresses them. I just have to stop everything. And then I go to God alone and I get it from God. And I walk back out, my chin lifted high, my chest sticking out. And all right, now I can handle all this stuff. Because I got my strength from God, not because I figured out how to handle 45 problems in a row. Do you know what troubles take away your strength? You know what saps you? You should. Because you're probably going to find yourself messing up your life at the same points of discouragement and overwhelming. Because most of us, the same things get us. Okay, so we need to understand that trouble sometimes wears your strength down. Psalm 140. How many of you know what it is that kind of wears you down, the kind of trouble, the way trouble comes at you? All right, good. I'm glad you know that. Psalm 142. How many of you like me? It's not the big things, a big giant thing. That's not what gets you. How many of that's you? The big giant things don't get you. Okay, some of you. Psalm 142. Last thing I want to say that sometimes takes our strength away is loneliness. That's not all of us, but loneliness. Psalm 142, verse 1. I cried to the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. When the way wherein I walked, have they privately laid a snare for me. I looked at my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. There are some souls, it's very common, it's a majority of people, who loneliness takes their strength away. I was laughing. One time we were talking about who's going to go soul winning with who. And I said, you know what? We're all out of people. Travis, you'll go out alone. And somebody goes, oh. And I said, trust me, I'm not torturing Travis. Because I know what it's like. Travis, we're good company, aren't we? I'm good company for myself. You're good company for yourself? Yeah. Now, we love our wives very much and our families very much. But certain of us, if you said, I'm never going to talk to you again, we said, really? No, we don't do that. But you know what? Loneliness doesn't discourage me. Trust me, when I'm alone in the mountains, I'm not saying, I wish somebody was here with me. Only thing I want to see is a deer to shoot. And but some people, and it is not wired one better than the other. There are some people who need someone to come to your side and hug you. And what you find is some troubles come where nobody understands or the people you need to hug you won't. And that loneliness can sap your strength. But he said, Lord, okay, I looked here. No man cared for me. There's no refuge in man. Lord, I need strength from you then. And can I tell you, people are desperate for someone to give them strength in their life. They get on media things and talk about other problems. They just want someone because they don't know how to make the Lord their strength because they've got to have some human who helps them and listens to them. And I think that's fine and normal. And I think you should talk to people. And that's 90% of people need people to comfort them. Nothing wrong with that. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. I have no problem with that. But understand, there will come a time when even the people who love you won't quite be able to help you, and you need to get strength from God, because that will take your strength away. And you need to find strength from God just in case that situation comes up. Lastly, the last part of the message is, how do you get strength from the Lord? How do you get strength from the Lord? I'm going to give you just some real quick things in the Bible here. Five things. Number one, be courageous when waiting for strength. Be courageous when waiting for strength. Psalm 27. Psalm 27. And verse 14. Wait in the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, in the Lord. We just sang that. Psalm 31 and verse 24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Hard part of the message here. Listen. If you will not be courageous and continue to do the will of God, God is not going to strengthen you. Quitters do not get the strength of God. Wait in the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. There are times you say, God, I have no more strength. I'm waiting for you, but I'm going to stay in your will. God's strength is for those who serve him and wait on him, and then he strengthens their heart. Remember, you use your part of the car, the part of the engine. God's engine is not going to kick in. And you've got to be courageous, it says. Be of good courage, and he'll strengthen your heart. One of the lowest times in my life, I had 2 points in my life where I was dangerously in bad shape. And I've had, you know, ups and downs and hard times, or most people call it. But I mean those utter despair, hopeless points in my life. Had 2 of those in my life. Don't want to go there again. Been there. Didn't like it. And I've had those. And one of those points in my life, it looked like I had no hope. And wasn't for anything I'd done wrong. And I remember I went alone and went to a park, and God just gave me this song that I'd heard somewhere on a cassette, and I just sat there with tears running down my face singing, wait in the Lord and be of good courage. Wait in the Lord and he shall strengthen thine heart. And literally, I didn't think any great thought. I didn't buck up and say, I'm so strong I can handle this. I just got encouraged because I knew if I can just wait on God and keep doing right, he'd strengthen me, because I didn't have the strength to make it then. And I'm here. And if you'll wait on God and be of good courage, and I'm so glad in my life that when I was overwhelmed and when my strength failed me, I was smart enough at those points to just say, Lord, all right, your time now. You know what? I can't do anything more. I'm waiting on you. I need some strength that I don't have. And I think if I would have quit, it would have been terrible to do that, because God wouldn't have given his strength, because why would he strengthen someone who's going to quit on him and do that? Next, strength never comes to quitters, but they come when those who are courageous and waiting until God gives them the strength they'll need, because they decided to serve God and keep on doing right. I just can't go to church anymore. I'm too weak. No, you decide, I am going to go to church, God. Now I need you to give me the strength to do it. That's when you wait on God and be courageous. It is not when I'm going to quit because God has given me strength. You say, I'm going to God. Now I'm being courageous and I'm waiting on you. Now you give me the strength. That's when God will give you the strength. He'll always give you the strength that you need. Number two, how to get strength from the Lord. Be courageous and waiting for the strength. Number two, acknowledge him as your strength. Psalms 84, 5. Psalm 84, verse 5. Blessed is a man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. And explain this to just 2 people real quick. There are those who are very strong who fall oftentimes because they don't know they need God's strength. And by the way, certain people are made stronger. Just by nature, less bothers them. They're able to carry heavier burdens. And that just, even if they weren't saved, there are people who have weaker constitutions and people who have stronger constitutions. There are other people who say, who get overwhelmed and can't handle things. I want to say this. I worry less about those people sometimes. Because those people say, you know what? I just can't handle this. And you know what? If they'll just say, you know what? I need God. They acknowledge that they need the Lord's strength. God's going to do it. But sometimes the strong people are a little bit arrogant, and they say, I can do this. I can handle this. I don't know what I'm doing. And they never look up because of pride. And even though they had a lot of strength, can make it a long way, fighting the devil and trying to do great things for God, you're going to get overwhelmed. And those who aren't weak enough to look up to God, and really that strength to control your pride, they fall. And a lot of the strongest people don't make it because they don't acknowledge God as their true strength. And I think it's very important that we need to acknowledge God. The strongest person needs God, and we need that. Knowledge of this makes you look up and depend upon God and pray in your trials instead of trying to carry the burden and say, I can handle this, and denying reality that you're over your head. Number three, what gives us strength from God? The Bible. Psalm 119. The Bible. Psalm 119. In verse 28, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. When you're in times of weaknesses, read a lot of Bible. I don't need to elaborate on that point at all. This book gives you strength. It just does. Next, how to get strength from the Lord? No, if I said, give me ways, nobody would guess this one. But you want to get strength from God? Help poor people. Help poor people. Psalm 41. Psalm 41. Help poor people and God will give you strength. Psalm 41, verse 1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and will keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him under the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed. Thou will make it all his bed in his sickness. You see, there's a lot more promises than that, but you know the Bible that says God is going to bless people who help poor people. There's a lot. The Bible says those that help the poor lend to the Lord. There's a lot of things God does for people who help poor people. And you know what? I don't know why. I don't associate A and B. I just know it says it. It says when you help poor people, God is going to strengthen you and help you in your time of need. And so I would do that if you want to get God's strength. And then the last one, the least fun one, is that we're going to go all the way to the New Testament, and just so clear biblically that I thought, we'll wander out of Psalms. We'll break a rule here. But 2 Corinthians chapter 12, you know the verse. But if you want God's strength, you have to let God make you weak. You have to let God make you weak. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, Paul's thorn in the flesh, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities as the power of Christ and rest upon me. God gives strength to those who are weak. And that's why I'm very careful to say you might have physical weakness. That does not mean that you don't have God's strength. Because Paul was given a physical weakness because it made him look up to God. And when you're weak, and when, why? Very simple. What happens? You remember your engine? When I'm weak, then am I strong? In other words, when I'm pulling 15,000 pounds, my foot's in the floor, and my little engine's going, bleh. But I look up to God, and God's engine kicks in all the way, and we go flying up that hill. That's why when you're weak, you're strong, because you depend on God for strength. Because ultimately, we need God for strength, and our strength comes from him. And if you want to be psalmist, as you can see with all these verses, you need to make the Lord your strength. You need to make the Lord your strength. And if you'll do these five things, you pray, you be courageous and await for God's strength. You acknowledge him as your strength. You read the Bible and get strength in the Bible. You help the poor and you let him make you weak. You'll find out you're strong. And it'll be strong enough to make it through whatever you have. And you say, but if this ever happened, I'd never have the strength. Either that won't happen or you'll get the strength and you get there because God will make you strong enough. He says it in his word. If the Lord is your strength. Now, if you want to do it, good luck. But we need the Lord to be our strength. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for the chance to teach on strength and us making you our strength. How many times the Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my heart. The Lord is my strength and my salvation. Lord, you say that so many times. I think we need to look into that and make it so it happens for us. I pray tonight that we all, as your servants, as the core of a church that needs strength, we people who let you be our strength and do the things it takes to get strength from you. Some have to carry somebody else's weaknesses in their life. Some people have burdens and heartaches and troubles. And Lord, we just, some of us need strength today. And I pray that you'd help us to get that strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Lord, help us to make the Lord our strength. Thank you for your word that teaches us how. In Jesus' name, I feel compelled tonight to have an invitation.